Discussion about how to end homelessness in Saratoga Springs continues, as community leaders held a two-day work session this week to outline a plan. On Tuesday evening, a small crowd of Saratogians met in the city's public library to discuss housing and homelessness in the growing city. Paul Gorman appeared alongside several other members of the Saratoga Lions Club.
We're all volunteers, okay? We help people with blindness, we help people with hearing. But what about the homeless? I know there's a lot of different people in town doing that, but we want to throw our hat in the ring and see what we can do.
The gathering was hosted by Democratic Saratoga Springs County Supervisor Tara Gaston, who organizes similar forums once a month on a variety of topics. Attendees discussed issues facing individuals experiencing homelessness, like a lack of public transportation across Saratoga County, a complicated application for social services, and the limitations of the city's Code Blue emergency shelter. Currently, about 60 adults use the shelter a night. Gaston believes the solution lies in a dedicated shelter, a one-stop shop, she says.
In the end, I think, which is influenced by some data, that a one-stop shop where DSS is in there 1 or 2 days a week. They don't have to move their entire office, but they come on a regular basis. Mental health is in there. Substance abuse treatment can be in there. Probation, veteran services, all of these things that this population really needs to access comes to them.
The city's Code Blue emergency shelter, opened through April 1st, is now run by Shelters of Saratoga, which also operates a case-managed shelter in town. Since launching in 2013, Code Blue Saratoga has bounced between several locations. Proposals to develop permanent shelters have been met with opposition from neighbors. This past season, the city helped locate the current shelter and pledged $50,000 to help support costs like rent during the off-season. The lease agreement for the space on Adelphi Street will also cover next winter. Democratic City Finance Commissioner Michelle Madigan, who attended Tuesday's forum, also favors a permanent shelter.
So we need, I think, personally, a shelter that also encompasses Code Blue. How do we do that? Well, the city can do that by maybe helping put down the down payment on a facility that might work well in the city proper. But we can only do that if we're working with the county, who also maybe can help finance that, right? And then, of course, we know we have private individuals like Ed Mitson, who at one point said, I'd like to put $1 million toward this, right? And then we can also just help show some leadership, bring about the right nonprofit to help support the shelter and the Code Blue activities. That's where I want to get to.
Gaston said she would take the ideas gathered Tuesday night to the Saratoga Collaborative to End Homelessness, which officially launched this week.
It's just more proof for me to go, so I had this forum last night, and guess what we talked about? The same things we talked about here. We really have to get this done.
On Tuesday and Wednesday, the collaborative kicked off with its Action Lab. During the effort, volunteers came together to establish a measurable goal to reduce street homelessness over an upcoming 100-day sprint. Beginning next week, a team will be deployed to collect data, while a separate team will focus on outreach to those currently experiencing homelessness and establishing a navigation center that will bring together service providers during the day. For WAMC News, I'm Southern Adirondack Bureau Chief Lucas Willard.